Hey, you guys, God bless you. I'm excited. We are going to continue with the series. This is week two for God is in control, for the time is on his hands. Amen. There is a team verse I gave you guys to kind of keep it close to your heart. And, you know, thank you. This verse, when anyone who reads this verse, there is no other choice besides acknowledging who God is. You know, on the Old Testament, next week I'm going to share something. Or you guys can do a little bit of homework. Check how many chapters in the Bible is there. There is plenty of scriptures that speaks who God is. The one that I gave you was on 1 Chronicles 29:11. And it's just a verse full of power, full of acknowledging who God is. And it reads on 29:11, 1 Chronicles, yours, O Lord, is the greatness. Yours. So you, as soon as you start declaring that, you acknowledge who God is. And it's very important for us to, because last week the week before, I gave you guys some attributes of God. I shared with you guys some verses where I explained to you that God is invisible, he's light, he's omnipotent, he's almighty, he's love, he's a consuming fire, he's holy, he's merciful, and that he's so good. I gave you guys verses last time I was here for you guys to acknowledge who God is. Because it's important for us to fill our hearts and our mouths with this verse. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. See, when we stand before God, we want to come into his presence with this type of acknowledgement. And I pray and I hope that as my wife was singing songs to with all of us, that you guys were ushering into his presence. Amen. And it's just with a word of prayer or saying, with, if you guys don't mind, let's thank our God. God, we thank you today, Lord. We praise you, God, because we have here a word that you're worthy of it all. Yours are all things, God. Nothing that has been created without you. Whether things on earth or on heaven or whatever what people has understanding or even with our limitations to acknowledge how great our God is. We give you all honor and all glory to you, God. May you bless the reading of your word, Father, and read this word with us. So that whatever is been in your heart and in my heart to speak to your people, that your people will be blessed by it. I thank you and I praise you. And I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. So on week one, I give you guys those verses, right? That God is omnipotent. You know, it's a bunch of attributes. He's invisible. You have to acknowledge. We walk by faith. No one has seen God. He's invisible. But yet, he declared to us, he revealed to us through his Son, the radiance of God, the creator of all things. We haven't seen him. I want to read it to you guys, but we love him. We love him with everything I have or with everything we have. And you're supposed to, because it's a command from Jesus, love thy God with everything you have. See, with everything you have, with all of you. So that you can quote this verses like 29:11 of 1 Chronicles, yours, O God, it's all things. All of them belongs to you, and you're the head of it all. God's invisible. He's light, because there is no darkness with him. He's omnipotent and omnipresent as well. He has all the power and all the might. He's almighty. He's love. He's a consuming fire. He's holy and he's merciful, and that he's so good to us. I wanna speak to you how good your Father is. Doesn't matter what you do or what you do not do. I shared with you guys last week, there is a son who obeys and a son who disobeys in every household, but they both are sons. A father loves in such a way that doesn't matter what you do and what you don't do, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always love you. Sometimes we have a very thin mind that we think, oh, because I did this, then God is not with me. Man, he is. He's just waiting for you to come back to him and start all over. And he will not remember why we left him behind or why we decided to go a different way. He doesn't even say, I told you so. He hasn't told you that. He just grabs you and let's go. Grab your hand and keep walking with him. That's all he does. He remembers those evil things or those sinful things no more. He erased them. Sometimes we're the ones carrying a luggage with ourselves. Man, but you know what he did? He did to remove that luggage 2,000 years ago. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm not saying for us to live whatever the hell we would like to do. No, the Bible teaches for us to live in such a way that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To live such a way, in such a manner. And so, but listen, I'm going to share something what God was speaking to me through the week. Sometimes when we read these verses I gave you guys last week, we could get the insight of the writers. We get it like, oh my gosh, I got the insight of this letter. And then those verses to many of us cause us to bow before God. To bow down before God. We read that he's a consuming fire. And you're like, what? Purifying fire? That not a hair on my body or a piece of my skin is gonna shrink? He's like that. He loves me that much. And he causes people to bow down before God and thank him. But I'm gonna tell you things that the Lord spoke to me. The same very verses to a lot of people causing to become haughty eye. The same verses I gave you. A lot of people causes a damage to the gospel of Jesus. When somebody thinks that they're about someone, everything we speak and everything that we share just goes down the toilet. Oh, because you're the pastor. You're supposed to know more. You're supposed to do more. You're supposed to go here and there. What about you guys? We are all members of the same body. Just that in America, titles puts people with different type of hats. And they cause them people to think that, you know, to become howdy. And it's so sad. Because the verses I gave you guys last week is for us to just acknowledge and see how powerful and mighty God is. That he's in control of all things. And that at the appointed time, he sent his only begotten son. When we were still powerless to do anything to reach out the mercy and grace of God, he demonstrated his love by sending his only begotten son. So that we could be co-heirs with Christ Jesus. He did it all. And so today, I'm going to give you some scriptures that I will hope that it will teach us to divide what wisdom is and understanding is. Because every creature, every creation of God, God gave you birth with a gift, with a talent. And that's been called wisdom. As soon as you started of a certain age, the scripture teaches us, you leave childish behind. You become with a certain level of wisdom and understanding about things. But I've been telling you about how the word of God speaks to us in such a way that they're married together. You cannot have mercy without grace. you cannot have peace without mercy and grace. They're married together. We cannot separate the plans of God. And let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 1 to 9. We're going to read today. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James. Amen. I got lost. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1 to 9. You know, when I first started the series, I told you that I was short with time and I ran out of time, and some of the scriptures are part of it that I couldn't read the first time, and God keep bringing them to me, and I got, God, that was supposed to be with one. So, no, I want you to speak these things to my people. You know, and so when God leads, you better listen. Verse 1 says, who is like a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's commandment for the sake of your oath to God. Do not be hasty to go from his presence. Do not take your stand for an evil thing, for he does whatever pleases him. Listen to this. Where the word of a king is, there is power. You guys have heard the word of God. For he did not give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power. Power for what? For God to judge all things? No, to have understanding that God is the one doing all things. Even the things that you guys think that is not, you know, insignificant. He's in control of every single step you make. Listen, this Bible teaches us that when Satan comes and attack you, you know, he's a defeated foe. We don't have to be walking in huichacos anymore. He defeated him. He asked permission to God to swift you. There is nothing that goes before God that you will not be facing or encountering with that God has not allowed it. But it's for the teaching, for strengthening you, for encourage you, for depend on him, for you to have a longingness to get to know him more personally. He does things that sometimes you turn out to the side and says, oh my God, where were you? And it doesn't matter how strong you are in the faith. Man, when the enemy attacks, rejoice. Because then you know that you walk in the right path. But when there is nothing going on, you know, stop and kind of check out your walk. Check out your walk. When everything is going like, oh, la, 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 world. Everything is good. Hallelujah. Sometimes we lose sight of what God is doing. The Bible teaches when you reach out that level, don't forget that I, the Lord, is the one who bless you. Yeah. When you get to the successes or whatever achievements you make, don't forget that I'm the one doing that for you. See, a lot of Christians misunderstand the scriptures, thinking that you're going to be so dear, poor, and have nothing, and all these other things, and to give it for the Lord, and all these things. Man, you're never going to outgive God. If you give everything to God, read the book of Job. See how beautiful it is to walk with God. Actually, we're going to be there today. Because last week I told you sometimes the creations understands quicker than his people. In the book of Job, you're going to read today, you're going to hear today that those things that God has created is going to be teaching you and I. That's how God does. See, to have understanding of a thing, man, your face just, you go to a different level. You realize that it's God doing these things for you. And you give all the glory to your Maker. Listen what it says on this verse. Who is like a wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine and the sternness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's commands for the sake of your oath to God. Do not be hasty. Go from his presence. Do not take your stand for an evil thing. For he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? Just think about it. Listen, he's not talking about him being the king, okay? He's talking about your king. I've been telling some brothers, man, please understand this. When you judge things on the wrong side, because your words either speaks death or life. When you do things to bring harm to somebody, you telling your Maker that the work of his son on the cross was not good enough for him or her. This is what God was pouring to me all week. You better love everybody the way that I love you. Because you are so wicked and nasty, Memo, and I still pick you up. But when you do something towards one of my little ones, when you judge matters in such a way that you in your heart, not what you speak, in your heart, send somebody to hell, you telling me that my son's work in the cross was not good enough. That's how deep this goes. For who has an understanding? Who can tell the king, what are you doing? He has the control. He's putting you in certain places for you to testify of the goodness of God. When you come to the redemptive message of Jesus, it wasn't because you were told that you were a heck of a sinner. I hear the words like it was today. No matter what you have done, he loves you. Amen. He loves you. Come to him. That was the message I heard when I came to the Lord. Come before him. Bow before him. Invite him to your heart. Confess him. Acknowledge him. And he is your God. And you will be saved. That's the message I have heard from the beginning. And a lot of people depart from that message because we become so wise, so knowledge about what is written. I am so happy that God created Bible Institutes and colleges. Because whoever goes through that, like I did, must die to himself. That's how beautiful it is to go and study theology. Because you surely will die. You will die to yourself. You will deny yourself with all your, you know, bachelors and masters and doctorates. Trash. For the surpassing knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord. I consider them all trash. What do you mean, Memo, that I should not go to college and become a theologian? No, go. Study his word. Go for it. So that you can learn the hermeneutics. How to divide God's word righteously and properly. How to deliver the messages. But where the word of a king is, there is power. By keeping the command. Let's read verse 5. He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. You guys hear that? He or she, okay? He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. It's not what you speak. It's what is in your heart. The Bible says on the gospel, you guys, that when the Lord cleans the house, you want to fill it with the things of God. Your heart. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. It will be like an overflowing cup of the grace and goodness of God. Because he judges both time and judgment. Because of the appointed time. See, you gotta know that 2023 years ago he came walking here for 33 years and make a big change on the whole planet. For whoever declares faith in him should not perish but have eternal life, because the judgment is about to come. You still, whether you believe or not on the Lord, you still under the coverage of the grace of God. Remember the Fayubami? There is a coverage that I'm going to bring next week. Next time I preach. It's what the Hebrew puts on before they read. And how they do it. And how they grab the little strings as we go through the Word of God. Because there is a coverage. Every rabbi, every people that starts in a synagogue to read this, they must have that. It's amazing what God does with certain things for us to understand him. Not to have wisdom, to know what the effort is, means or is for. It's the what is behind that. There is a mantle that Elisha cried out to Elijah to give him. And that same mantle, because he wants that double portion, God blessing with it. I'm going to take that next week because I don't want to spoil what God's been giving me. But let's go to verse 6. Because for every matter, there is a time and a judgment. The mystery of a man increases greatly. I told you guys last week, I wish I would not know what I know. And I meant it. For the more that I know, the more that I got convicted by the Word of God. The more that I come, you know, before my God and I ask him about certain matters, and the more that he reveals his righteousness first and his justice. So that I will understand judgment. How beautiful it is for us to spend time with God. And that wherever you want to speak, it is from God. Listen, I was telling my wife, the reason why a lot of churches are not preaching the gospel is because they're not giving birth from the inside to messages. They're giving birth to messages from freaking Google. They don't want to spend time on fasting or on their knees praying. They just want to receive it because I'm entitled as a son of God. You better give it to me. They don't want to exercise their faith. And they prepare messages from whatever intelligence or whatever you guys call that, the artificial intelligence, because they have laziness or wanting to come and read the Word of God and spend time with God. They don't want to fast and they don't want to pray. One of the first principles that every Christian should must have. When was the last time you guys fast? Or earnestly pray for one another? Amen. Because we live in a la-la world. We know how to speak Christian. That's why he says, because for every matter, there is a time and a judgment, though the misery of a man increases greatly. For he does not know what will happen. So who can tell him what it will occur? I'm just inviting you to share the gospel. There is a lot of wise men out there, very successful folks, who might not know what you know. That's why I say I wish I would not know what I know. Because even when I don't want to testify, you know, that's who God make you. And without being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, you just, wherever you are, could be at the store, wherever, you invite people to come and get to know him. Verse 8 says, no one has power over, okay, check this out, no one has power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. And no one has power in the day of death. There is no release from that word. And the wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it. Who has the power to retain the Spirit? For the Spirit talks to the Spirit. And a man cannot, you know, even the interpretation of a prophecy is not upon a man's control. You read that on first on the letters of Peter. Who can tell the Lord or the King, what are you doing? Who can tell your brother or your neighbor, do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Do you know where you're going after death? Do you know that your spirit is sleeping until the Holy Spirit comes into your heart? He awakes the spirit within you. That's what the Ecclesiastes is teaching us in here, you guys. I want you guys to know, to understand the times in the, and you know, and now I'm doing hermeneutics without wanting to. Verse 9 says, all this I have seen. Check this out. You wanna see the glory of God? You wanna see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit? All I have seen. All this I have seen and apply my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time in which one man rules over another to his own hurt. When somebody puts themselves above others, oh, I'm Rabbi Memo, kiss my hand. Oh, I'm the pastor of the church. I ain't no pastor. Pastor, his name is Jesus Christ. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. But your title is that you're a pastor. Upon the eyes of men. And I understand the reason of it. But I bow before my God and your God. And I say thank you for choosing me. That was last week, remember? Spirit? He has chosen you. He has selected you. There is no hierarchies on Christ Jesus. He's above all and the head of all. What I just read on 29:11. Listen, you brothers, first point, losing your control. Check this out. Losing your control will place you on the will of God and on his lovely foundation. There is time that you cannot control. Better said, you should not have no control on your own. You should wait upon God, and God will teach you on the way. He will guide your steps. He will place you in places where he wants you to testify or to speak or to work or to whatever the case might be. Wait upon the Lord. Don't rush your feet. Neither to spill innocent blood or to go ahead of God. Wait. Be patient. God is in control. God is leading you and guiding you. But listen, be a doer. God, what you want me to say? What you want me to speak? Where you want me to go? Lord, I am your servant. Here I am. Your servant hears you. And the Lord will share with you. It's not a fable. It's not a little story that we read in the Bible. He does reveal himself to you. When we lose the control of our time, he will place you in the will of God. Let's go to Job chapter 12. Because so I'm coping with the contents, brothers and sisters, for what I shared a week and, you know, 2 weeks ago. On week one. Because in this chapter, you're going to see what I've been telling you. Why on the first week God shared with me, listen, sometimes the creation understands quicker than my people. What is this in Hosea? My people perish because of what? My people perish because of what? Because of the lack of knowledge. That's what you read in Hosea. My people perishes because they do not have knowledge. The lack of knowledge. Knowing what? Understanding what the plan of God is and his foundation. Job chapter 2:16 reads, then Job answered and said, I don't want to go to saving, but you guys know that he has some good friends that were trying to help him. Listen, then Job answered and said, no doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as this? I am one mocked by his friends who call on God, and he answered him, the just and blameless who is ridiculed. He has some friends trying to have, because they have wisdom, they were rabbis like him. They have understanding of the scriptures. And they were judging the matter of Job, that Job was going through it because of his sinful ways. You know how many people right away judges the book for the cover? He's telling them, listen, you're my friends and you're mocking me. But I'm just like you. I also have understanding. I'm the one who is getting ridiculed because of my faith. I'm not gonna, you know, whether I live or die, I'm gonna say, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what he teaches. That's what he will read from his example. Verse 5 says, a lamp is despising the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of a robber prospers, and those who provoke God are secure. In what God provides by his hands, do not covet. Listen, okay? let the things be. You focus on your work. You walk with the Lord. There's going to be people that will mock you and will say, how can you go through this? I just share with you that he has never loses the control. Whatever is coming unto you, he has control because the enemy has asked him permission to come. That's why the Bible says to rejoice when you face trials and tribulations. To rejoice. I know it's not easy. I know it's easy for us to say it and to do it. Man, but when he's leading you and guiding you, he's going to secure you. He's going to share with you exactly where you need to be. Verse 7 says, but now ask the beasts and they will teach you. I share with you a couple of ways that sometimes the creation understands quicker than his people. Ask the beasts of the field and they will teach you. And the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. And the fish of the sea will explain it to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? You guys get it? It is God who has the power to will and to do. He has given you that authority, that power for you to master the things or that he has created, not the things to master you. Sometimes we have it backwards. Who is your God? Your job? The green? The dollar? The euro? The Bitcoin? Who is your God? Sometimes the creation, listen what the earth says, and Romans says that the earth is groaning to receive this new body. In the same manner, we should be having that longingness to receive our new body. That's what Job is teaching us in here as well. You don't believe in the message of the messenger? Then ask the creation. They will teach you. Ask the birds of the air. They will tell you. That's what they listen to. Verse 10. In whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? In whose hand is the future of you? What is your hope? Now that you have acknowledged who you got this, where is your hope? On the things below or on the things above? You guys get it? When we start reading the scripture, God's giving you understanding for us to live and walk in such a way. Listen, that's why I was talking to some other pastors. Don't misunderstand me. Don't go to a cave and come and never come out of there, because you don't want to be attached to the things of the world. Don't let the things of the world master you. Those things in Genesis, you will learn that He created for you to master them. But when you become very successful, don't say, I have done these things. Says, the Lord has blessed me with these things. Because a lot of Christians, they think that the humble community is related with poverty. I haven't seen a righteous one in want or in need. Totally the opposite. For the Lord will provide. He's my provider, Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
See, that's what the Bible teaches. But He wants you to understand, this is Job, and I was in Solomon. Two people that God has blessed them greatly, who understood, who had understanding about the plan of God and His lowly foundation for you to be an example unto many. I can walk to the shadow of the valley of death and I will fear not.
Amen.
I can walk through there. I can put my feet, because the only thing He's going to do is going to wash my feet, because my whole body has already been clean. Don't become too religious. Well, I don't go to that place because in that place there are a bunch of drunkards and sinners and prostitutes on baseline. I don't walk through baseline. Don't be religious. Those prostitutes want to hear the message too. I don't go there because they sell alcohol. Then don't go to Walmart, don't go to Costco, don't go to any store, go to a cave and don't come out. See what happened when we have wisdom, we become religious folks. And with wisdom, the guy who becomes that will die with them. They're not being lost. They just become very religious folks. Whether you guys like it or not, they're safe. It's just that they live in such a way that it's just their own understanding. But man, how many times people at Walmart needs to be testified? Or at the liquor store down the street? Or on baseline? When we're supposed to be the feet and the mouth and the hands of the Lord. But we speak Christians, so when we come to church, we behave like Christians. When we go out there, there is no difference. So sad, guys. Listen what it says in here. In whose hands is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear taste words and the mouth taste food? You guys are very wise folks. That's what he's saying. Does not the ear hear words and the mouth taste food? So I'm not dealing with somebody who does not have understanding about things. That's what Job is telling his friends. See, you guys come and mock me because I'm standing by faith in what God told me to do and what He gave me to face. I will not curse the Lord. I will totally say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Gladly. See, this is Job. I'm just going through the book really quick. But it says, verse 12 says, wisdom is with the aged man, or with the older guy, okay? And with length of days, understanding. We're just not growing in years, but we're growing in wisdom to understand the message of God. Man, I didn't reason like this when I first came as a believer. I read this book and I thought, man, these guys suck. The friends of Job, what the heck are they doing? I pass judgment upon them. Especially Elihu. I didn't like Elihu. Remember, they were speaking to him. And Job was like, I want to teach my friends through everything I'm going through. For the Lord is my God and my helper. See, even through the whole calamity, even though it was only a few friends that were visiting him and his wife, he's too firm to testify to them. That's a real friend.
Amen.
That's a good friend. That's a, you know, they were coming with him with a bunch of arguments that makes a lot of sense. You guys notice their arguments on the book of Job? They're biblical arguments. But you know, I know you guys are lacking this. Check this out. If he breaks a thing, no, with him, okay, not with him. I don't know in the NIV, but in the King James, every time that is him or he is capital, referring to the guy, the person who has the breath or life or every human being or every creation, everything created. He is the one who has the power, the spirit of power and love. Listen what it says on verse 13. With him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. When you're facing the situations in life and you're like, oh, what is going on? Listen, he's going to help you. He's going to renew your strength. And he's not only going to leave you, okay, now I lift you up and then be silent. No, he's going to counsel you. You guys hear that? And he's not giving you understanding. That's why it's so important for us to stand every Sunday here and say, spend time with God. Please. The things that are coming upon America, this is just the beginning. It's going to get worse. But if you're not rooted, you might. The tempter is going to come. And then he's not coming for the people in the world to be tempted. He's coming for the people of God. He's going to wage war against you. But you better be so refitted and with the reading of God's word. Put your whole armor. Because that's what we've seen right now going on, not only here in California, but in every state. It's just the beginning of things. Why? Because people has gave their back to God like donkeys in heat. Giving them back, but with their face back to the Lord, so that the Lord will not disregard them totally. That's how wise people is. That's why Jesus has the beasts of the earth, and they will teach you. Even the beasts on the earth will tell you. Who got this? Who's the one holding all things together? Listen, if he breaks a thing down, if he breaks a thing down, it cannot be rebuilt. If he closes a door, who can open that door? But if he opens a door, who can close that door? If he breaks a thing, it cannot be rebuilt. If he imprisons a man, there cannot be no release. You need to understand who God is. He's the one with all the control. He's the one who's going to bring the judgment. He's the one taking care of you, protecting you. That's what I wanted to bring the mantle. That's the coverage that you have now in Christ Jesus. Verse 15 says, if he withholds the waters, they dry up. When a church does not receive the living water, they will dry up, and that you will close the doors. Do you think the Lord rejoiced with that? Where the message of God is not being spoken, it's not being presented in the fullness, it's drying up. But where the word of God has been presenting, even if it's a little pico coming out of the air, he will water it and it will grow and gonna bring so much fruit. Just one person. If it is 10, praise the Lord. I'm gonna give you next week the 1% of your life, what it means. I know a lot of people say it's about bringing the 10% to the Lord. I told you, don't bring 10%, bring 1%. I'm not speaking about tithes. You guys don't know that I don't believe in tithes. I believe on offerings. The tithes are for the Jewish people. Unless you're Jewish, then go ahead and bring a tithe. And it will be accepted in there too. If he will hold the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. Jeez. With him, our strength and prudence. Check this out with a lot of people trips. Because, you know, there was a lot of folks that asked me, how come the Lord sent a spirit of evil to this person? I just read to you everything that he created is his. And people doesn't have the understanding. They go around and around and around when the simple question, guess what? Them and us, he created. Lucifer, he created him, the most beautiful angel. But because he became haughty with the same verses I gave you and he had, he became haughty-eyed. And he wanted to take the position of God. Still applies to every man. When they become all my titles first, they become haughty eye. And they fall. Pride takes people down. That was the sin of Satan. Listen what it says in verse 16. With him is strength and prudence. Listen, okay, the deceive and the deceiver are his. I'm going to be teaching you the word of God, and I'm going to persuade you to believe in God. I'm not going to deceive you. But the Lord says, they all both belong to me. Sometimes you're going to betray God by deceiving others to do what is not right. But you still belong to him. And when he comes, he's going to judge the living and the dead. Point number two, I'm running out of time. When creation is commanded to share with us that they have submitted to God, we should imitate them by giving the control of our lives to our good Father and God. When creation is teaching us and has commanded to tell you who God is, we should listen. We should pay attention to them and imitate them to submit. Listen, the birds of the air has no barns. Who said that? I have a friend who said that in the Bible, to store any type of seeds, but yet the Lord provides for them. Even a sparrow, and you're worth more than a sparrow. You know who said that? His name is Jesus. He's my friend. 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 12, really quick, give me like 2 more minutes. I want to read this to you because I want you to hear this. I praise to God because, listen, I'm all week thinking about Peter, and I'm thinking, God, thank you for my brothers, thank you for my sisters, thank you for those who disobey you, thank you for those who obey you, Lord. Use them, God, use them, use me, Father. Because this is the heart of somebody who wants to do things. Listen, I have seen these things and I apply these things unto every work I do. That's what I read on Ecclesiastes to you. I have applied these things. I have here and I have, under, you know, I went to school and I have certifications and everything I learned, now I'm applying it to my work. Listen to what it says in here in 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 12 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
He didn't die only, He was resurrected. Because without resurrection, our faith is futile. And there's so many witnesses who are able to see Him bodily still as in a resurrected body. And because of that, I love Him. And I believe in their report, in their message. Listen what it says in verse 4. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in these last days, in this last time. God never loses the control at a point in time He's gonna come. Don't wait your time to try to divine when it's gonna be the day. I just know. And I've been telling this for quite some time, and we were in call tonight. I know when Jesus Christ is coming back. And it's not a blaspheme. The Bible says when the last Gentile, the last number of the Gentiles gets fulfilled, then He'll come. Then He'll come. So I know when He's going to come. When the last Gentile, the last number of the Gentiles get fulfilled, He'll come. Listen, it's about to be revealed. It's about to be revealed because the word was given to the Jewish first and they rejected. Now we have it. Praise God, you know, for that. Verse 6 says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you might have had to suffer grief of all kinds and of trials. That's why I took you to Ecclesiastes and Job. You're going to have friends who might tell you, no, don't go that way. Love your friends. Love your friends, you guys. But stand with God. Ask Him. He will counsel you.
Amen.
He will direct you. You do not need no man to come and know and tell you, come and know the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord is already in you. In you. That's how amazing the word teaches on 33 of Jeremiah and also in Hebrews. We're just the announcers to come back to the living God. Listen, on verse 7 says, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refining, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. These trials, this thing that you're facing, is going to account for that, for the honor and glory to our God. And praises to our God. Verse 8 says, though you have not seen Him, you guys hear that? Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care. I studied the word. I understood the word. And I realized that it's not for me, it's for you. That's why I spend time with my God and your God on my private room. So I can bring you guys a message of this, not of Google. I give birth a message. So I can rely on my God. So He can speak to you the way that He spoke to me. You guys hear that? You think it's fun for me to be 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning and then go back to work at 5? And work all during the day because I work in restoration? Rafa knows. And then go back home at 9 o'clock of the night, spend some time with my wife, then go back to pray. And every day, and every day, and every day. Listen, I've been renewed. Maybe the outside is getting old, but the inside, I'm still that bull.
Amen.
I'm still ready to go the next day. I still want to praise the Lord. I still want to sing songs to the Lord. I still want to serve the Lord. Because I was telling my wife, the Lord revealed to me, I'm going to be here for a little while with you. And the time that I'm here with you, I want to be a blessing to you all. Because you guys know my story. I'm supposed to be gone. And the time that I'm hiding here is going to be to bless as many as I can. Listen what it says on verse 11. Trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. The glories that will follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you. When they spoke of the things that had now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. That you see why? Come on, cousin, senors. Look what I do. I see the face of the Lord. Because I know and I see that working for me is for you. Because how glorious it is to be in the presence of God. And here, you know, tell my people these things. I love them. I'm going to bring over warm water. I'm still covering them. Preach the good, teach the gospel. Preach and teach the gospel. That's where the power is. Because no one can withhold the Spirit. You cannot control the Spirit of the Lord. There is messages giving birth from inside, from fasting and praying. Then give it to the people. I'm not the only one. The prophets were doing the same thing. To close the point, it says, God, by your willingness to let him have you fully, will in turn bless you and keep you for his glory. By your willingness. It's not by force that I'm asking you to spend time with God. You should not do it because I do it. Don't become second-hand Christian. Amen. Do it because the Lord is calling you to do it. Spend time with him. Pray to him. Fast. Offer it to him. And in turn, he will use you to bless many and keep you for his glory.
Amen.
That's the message that I give you for week two about God is in control and for the time is in his hands.
Amen.
Right? I hope and I pray that when I go to Chapter 3, you guys come because it's going to be awesome. I'm over here in 5 because I want to share with you right now, but I don't have the time, so let's pray out. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for today, God. I pray, Lord, as we continue seeking your face, Lord, that you will continue guiding your people. And you will continue teaching your people, Lord God. That as they bow before you in their quiet time, in their moment, Lord, that is no interruptions, no nothing. When I'm just you and them, God, that you will show them your glory. That you will let them know what you want them to do. Especially the young folks, Father. I pray that you will give them understanding and a clear vision of what is it that you want them to do. Man, that they will have the heart of Paul to ask you, who are you, Lord? And what is it that you want me to do? I pray that you will continue blessing these grounds, Father, as we continue lifting up the name of Jesus on high, not only on the structure, God, but in our personal lives, that you will manifest your power and your glory. I praise you and I thank you for all things. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.